Welcome to episode 399 of Fly Away. Over the past few years, we've been reminded time and again how much the world relies on travel. From supporting local economies to learning about new cultures, the experience that travel provides helps us to make our world smaller and brings us closer together. Here at Outlander Travel, we've been proud to be a small part of bringing that to you through our weekly podcast. If you'd like to see what we're talking about, be sure to check us out on our YouTube channel by searching for Fly Away Podcast. My name is George, and this week I'm joined by fellow Outlander travel agents Elizabeth, Sandy, and Donna. The Allure of the Seas is one of Royal Caribbean's Oasis-class ships. Amongst some of the largest cruise ships on the planet, she holds a whopping 5,000-plus passengers. Right now, she's cruising out of Fort Lauderdale, but she will be moving and making her way to Galveston, Texas in 2023. One of our own got to sail on the spring break crowds on board. Hoo, hoo, hoo. We'd like to welcome back Nitra to the podcast, so let's get started.
Hello.
Hello, Nitra.
Hello, hello.
Spring break, you're brave.
Well, I think it was like right at the cusp because it was like the very first week of March, so it wasn't overwhelming, I will say that.
That's so, really early spring break, isn't it?
Yeah. Yep. So my daughter, my oldest is 17. So she goes to an early college high school, which is on a university campus. So it was their spring break. So okay. It was an early one, but.
That's always nice. I sometimes a little jealous of these private school parents who have all these very strange vacation schedules that don't match all the public schools.
That actually is not a bad thing because, you know, I went during spring break and you couldn't find a lounge chair.
Yeah.
Yep. Exactly. So Nitra, what made you pick Allure of the Seas?
It was the availability. We wanted to pick between one of the two spring breaks, and because it is easier for us to go when my oldest is out of school, because she does take college classes versus the younger one, that week just absolutely fit. And we love Oasis class ships. So that's why we picked that week.
Great. And which itinerary did you end up sailing?
Oh, it was, if I'm not mistaken, it was the Eastern or Western Caribbean. It was Caribbeans. I can tell you that for sure. We did St. Martin, St. Kitts. We did the Virgin Islands.
Eastern.
Yes. Thank you.
All good.
We all get a geography lesson. Right?
I know. It's tough. It's a lot to keep up with when you're, you know, traveling.
And how many of you went on the sailing?
It was four of us. So I have two daughters. They one just turned 11 yesterday, and then 17, and then my spouse.
Ooh! And did you do one stateroom or two?
We did two. So I had the balcony with the younger one, and then my spouse and the older one had an interior overview looking. Nice. Why can't I think this today?
Was it like the
Central Park or
Boardwalk? Yeah, Central Park. Thank you. Gosh. Yep.
I book that one all the time. I really like it. It's like getting the balcony, but not paying the ocean view price.
Correct. Yep. So they were directly across the hall from each other. So it worked out.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
So did you sleep that way or did you switch?
Oh, no. We slept that way.
You slept that way. Okay. Because most families will like switch around who's
put the kids in one of the rooms.
Yeah. The little one, unless the rooms are connecting, the little one does not like to sleep away. So she shares a bed with me. So we get a king size bed and we, you know, sprawl out. The other two get single beds and they deal with it. And then I hear about it.
Well, at least they can come and like sit on your balcony. You know, it's not like you get some benefit of it.
You
know.
Absolutely.
You did let them do that, right?
Oh, I did. Of course.
So what port did you depart from?
Port Canaveral. Okay. Yes. No, Fort Lauderdale. I'm crazy. Fort Lauderdale. Florida. Yeah. Yeah, Fort Lauderdale because we flew.
Okay. And how was the whole embarkation process there?
Super easy, especially if you go with a child, because they will pull you out of line and put you in a separate line for children. So they separate you and then you go that way.
Vaccination status or?
I mean, she's vaxxed, but they just pull kids 12 and under and their parents and their family, and they put them in a separate line. Nice. So we went at our scheduled time, and then this lady came through, and she literally pulled every family with kids, and she said, follow me, and then we bypassed everybody else that was in line, went through a separate line, and we got right on the ship. So I mean, they still checked. They still checked all of our paperwork and all of that good stuff. And that was it.
Did you have all your stuff like ready to go? And
absolutely.
Yeah, that makes a big difference. I can't stand getting stuck behind people who have to like fish in their bags for their vaccine cards.
Everybody has passports. Everybody has vaccine cards. And we bought the little sleeve holder, so everything was kind of separated and segregated. And then, of course, we had everything on our app. So.
Cool. So once you walked on board, what was your first impressions of that tremendous atrium area?
It felt like home. It was, because it's been so long since we have been on a royal ship. And it was just like, yes, like we're finally here. Sorrento's was open. My daughter's all about pizza. So
that's Elizabeth's first stop.
Yeah, that's my first on an Oasis class ship, man. That's where I go. I get on board and I go get me some pizza.
Yep. So that's exactly what we did. And you know, we just hung out for a little bit, walked around, got the lay of the land since it had been a while and kind of seen where things were. Of course, then we went on up to the Windjammer, got some lunch. And then it wasn't not too long after that the rooms were ready. It didn't seem like we had been waiting for a long period of time before the rooms were ready. And so we, you know, headed on over to our rooms.
Do you remember what time your embarkation time was?
I want to say it was like right around 11.
Okay.
Yeah. As you know, since COVID, I've been usually checking in at like 1 or 2, you know, because of how they space it out and I don't try going early. And the one time it messed me up was last time when we were doing the breakaway and it let us pick like a 10:30 a.m. And we ended up sitting around waiting. So I prefer like a later one. So my room is ready. Get on the ship. I'm right there.
Yeah. And of course, the little one loves the pool. So the pools are open. So of course she has her, you know, carry on bag and her bathing suit and all that good stuff. So she went and changed and, you know, we sat around, let her swim. So, I mean, and maybe that's why it didn't seem like it was so long, because we were already doing things and not just sitting and waiting.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's a great tip for people who are getting on early, is to just have your suit on, like under your clothes.
Yep.
Go up on deck, take it all off and get in the pool.
Absolutely. Sunscreen, have all that ready, because of course it's full sun. So
And the other tip is, if you're not getting on early, pack your dinner clothes. They may not bring your bags by the time you're scheduled to go to dinner.
Actually, I don't know. I think with the whole COVID, the way things are going and how people are getting on the ship, I feel like luggage came way early. I didn't feel like we were waiting around for it. All of our bags, you know, were, I think a couple of them were already there by the time we got to the room, and not too long after that, the other bag showed up. So it wasn't like late into the day, but that is a good tip. But I feel like the way that the COVID has put restrictions in place and the way that they're doing onboarding, it's a lot smoother than it was in the past.
Yeah. That's something that I want to stay.
Absolutely.
After. Yeah. Cause you know, honestly, just assign people times and enforce it and things just go so much better. And I have always been a later person. I'm not that person. And part of it is definitely, I'm very fortunate that I get to cruise a lot. So I know there's a lot of people like, this is my one cruise that I take every 3 years and I want to enjoy every minute of it.
Right. Yep.
I will let that person have the 10:30 or 11 o'clock boarding time. I can, you know, I don't mind 1:30, you know.
Yeah, I want a leisurely lunch, so I go like to wherever city we're in and have a nice, you know, sit down lunch and enjoy myself, and then slowly make my way to the ship.
Yeah. Right. So remind me not to cruise with you guys, because I'm the 10 George, o'clock guy. I'm the we first can get one on there. Early. Yep.
You guys get on early. We will catch up.
We'll right see for that exactly. buffet.
We'll find you.
I'm not in a rush.
Yeah, exactly.
Great. So we know your little one likes pizza. Let's talk a little bit more about the food on board. What did you do for dining? I'm assuming you went to the main dining room at least once.
Yep. So we did main dining every night, except for maybe one night. We just like to go and just have a sit down meal. I did not do any specialty dining on this particular cruise. Well, actually, I haven't done any specialty dining on any of the royal ships. So we just stick to main dining. And my oldest does have a nut allergy. So we get to peruse the menus the night before. So that's how we can make the decision on whether or not we're actually going to eat in the main dining room or not. Nice. Because the maitre d' takes our order the night before, which is fantastic. We've had been on another ship. And we didn't have the same experience, and they actually brought her out something with nuts on them. And that just made the whole experience really bad. So the way that they take care of her on the ship, it makes a great deal of difference. So main dining room, 7 out of the 8 nights that we were there. One night we just did the Windjammer for dinner.
When I was on the symphony about a month and a half ago, there was someone in our party that was gluten-free, and they were so good about that, about getting her order the night before, having the dinner ready for her and stuff.
And they'll do the same thing with breakfast if they know you're going to come to the main dining room for breakfast as well.
That's fantastic. Yeah.
Yeah, usually there's not nuts, though, on, you know, eggs.
Right.
Pancakes with, like, pecans.
Right, exactly. And that's what happened. Yeah. It was a breakfast, and she had pre-ordered her breakfast on the other ship, and they ended up bringing out a tray with pecans, like, all over the pancakes. And the guy just opened it and was like, here's your breakfast, and she just, like, freaked out. So, yeah, that was just not a great experience for us.
So how's the Windjammer operating currently? Is it a you serve yourself, or are they still serving
you? So the week after we left, it was you serve yourself. So the week that we were there, they were still serving us, which I thought was fantastic. They still required you to washy-washy before you walked in the Windjammer. I think that is fantastic that they do have the hand washing stations right there. You're not relying on, you know, hoping that people wash their hands before they came in. And I heard several people said, you know, if this is all I got to do to get in here to get me some food, I don't have a problem, you know, washing my hands and things of that sort. So occasionally, you know, it would be backed up depending on what time you went, whether it was breakfast or lunch or dinner. So you got to kind of make sure you hit it at the right time. But they, you know, they had hand washing stations all around before you, you know, you got in. They were handing you your plates. You didn't pick up your own plate. You didn't pick up your own silverware. They were still handing all those things out. And of course, people were walking around with drinks and passing those out for you as well.
I wish they would have stuck with that. I really didn't mind that at all.
Yeah.
I know it's a staffing issue where you need more hands, but it was such a much better chaos. Experience.
It was a lot less chaos. Yep.
Nitra, do you know how many people were on the cruise? Was it?
So we were not full capacity. They were a little over 4,000. So it was getting close to full capacity for the ship. We were at one of, a trivia night, and the guy said, you know, we have a few more people than we did last week, and I think he said the number might have been like maybe around 4,300 at that time.
Okay.
But again, on being on the Oasis ship, I never feel like there's 4,300 people on the ship. I don't ever feel crowded whatsoever.
Yeah, lots of room to spread out.
Absolutely.
That was my first fear when I actually did an Oasis class ship intentionally early in my travel agent days. Because I was having a hard time being confident about recommending it, because it just, to me, I'm like, okay, you got 7,000 people on board when you've got all your passengers and then what, how is that? Is this like being at Disney World at Christmas, or is it, but it isn't. I mean, I was
not
really
at all
pleasantly surprised. So I waited in very few lines, which is my super pet peeve, is waiting in lines. And, you know, it was, it felt like a smaller ship. Like, it felt like there were fewer people than there
right.
were.
So. I think the only time I really saw lines were for people who did my time dining and, you know, who made reservations or just wanted to pop up. So they stood in line a lot longer. But, you know, we did early dining and we walked right on in and, you know, sat and had our food and took our time and came out whenever we were ready. So.
Great. How about bars and drinks? Did you partake?
Not what you're talking about. I did have a couple of drinks, not too many on this particular ship. I did over by the pool. So while we were up lounging up at the pool is when I had drinks. And I think that might have been the only time.
You didn't have a drink package or anything like that?
No, I did not. The girls had the soda packages, so they could, you know, come and go as they please, but I did not have a drink package.
Great.
Did you satisfied with the bar service?
Say it again, Elizabeth.
Were you satisfied with the bar service?
I was, yeah.
Do you know if they have the Bionic bar on this one?
They do not.
They don't?
Okay. That's a good segue, actually. Can we talk about that? Like, the Allure, it was supposed to get renovated, refreshed. What do they call it?
Amplified.
Amplified.
Before COVID. And so it's been put off indefinitely. So it's basically sailing around with its old underwear on. Not that it's run down. I'd love to hear your thoughts on it. Does it seem old and outdated, or?
It does not feel that way at all to me. I mean, it's still clean. Of course, you know, they keep it clean and as up to date as possible. The room, the bed, all of that seemed, you know, just as comfortable. I didn't feel like I've been on an older Royal Caribbean ship before. It was not Oasis class, that particular one. And I could tell the difference. Like, it, you know, the carpets were worn. The room had a smell to it to a certain degree. It didn't feel that way whatsoever. The carpets didn't look overly worn. Again, like the bedding seemed fresh. The beds were still soft and things of that sort. The ship itself was in pristine condition.
That's really good to know, because I think that it's pricing well because it hasn't been amped. So it's actually a pretty pricing really well for an Oasis class ship.
Yeah.
Does it have an aqua theater?
It does. Yes.
Okay.
And did we did go see that. Yes, we love it. I took lots of videos from there. It's always amazing to see the things that they can do from such high up and just, you know, going into the water.
On a ship.
On a ship that's floating on water.
So one of the tips that our business development manager always gives us is to tell our clients or our people to catch the first show, because if you're waiting till like the end of the cruise, weather could mess it up and you might not get to see it.
Yeah, I don't think we caught it on the very first night. I think we might've caught it on the next night, but we definitely did go over and see the show.
Yeah, and if you don't get reservations, you can do standby line. But I would say get to the standby line early.
We did not have reservations for the Aqua Theater, and there was not a line when we showed up.
Well, my understanding is Royal still isn't doing reservations for entertainment yet.
So for the Aqua Theater, they did not. But for Mamma Mia, which was the show, they did technically had some sort of reservation system. And so we had signed up for it on the first night that they were showing it. And when we went there, they were already full, but that's because they did allow other people who didn't have reservations go in. So the lady was like, "Hey, I got you. Come back tomorrow night, come back to this door and we'll be sure to make sure you get in." So, but yes, they do have you go whenever you first get there, over by guest services and to sign up and make reservations. And then it does of course show up in your app. They literally, you know, put everything in your app. Whatever you're putting down for your reservations.
I apologize. I meant in advance. That was
okay. Yes.
I didn't speak that very well. Sorry. Yeah. So, because we're used to being able to do it in our cruise planner.
Yeah.
You know, a couple months, maybe more before. And I know I get a lot of questions about that. When is it going to open up? When is it going to go open up? So they're not doing that yet.
So, that's another thing that people who get on the ship early can get the jump on too.
Yes.
That and specialty dining. Yeah.
True. Yeah, I still don't care.
Like, I'll go to the standby line.
I know. I don't want to run around. Even if I get on early, I'm like, I don't want to go run around and make reservations. I'll get there when I get there, and hopefully there's space left for me.
Yeah, my 17-year-old is big on making sure she knows exactly what we're going to do. So that was priorities, that when we get on the ship, we need to go here, mommy, so that we can make these reservations. And then that way it calms her anxiety, right? So I'm like, okay, whatever you want, you have planned in your mind, let's go make sure we execute it.
She sounds like a future travel agent.
Yeah. She is. She definitely is. She is toying between tourism as a major and nursing. So I told her, do nursing and, you know, you can always go into travel agency later. So,
yeah. Or she could get a summer job working in Alaska. One of my daughter's friends is working for Princess Lodge. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Does Allure have Studio B for ice skating?
Yes, it does. And we did catch that show as well.
Did they have the funky intro with all the drones?
No, they did not.
Ah, okay.
It was more like was it Monopoly game? It was more like a game show type of situation. So they, you know, had like they were rolling the dice and then it would turn into a different show and things of that sort. It was pretty cool.
Well, that's pretty good, because I think I've seen two or three ice shows now and none of them make any sense at all.
I think
they're working on it.
Yeah, very talented skaters. Beautiful, but yeah, I have no idea what just happened.
I think that's kind of their trademark. We're like, what's going on?
Skating is kind of an art anyway, right? I mean, it's a dance. It has its interpretations, and it's, you know, I'm sure that they have a very strong storyline in their head.
Yeah.
One of their figure skaters actually has a YouTube channel that I follow. And it's pretty interesting seeing all the behind the scenes stuff on the skating.
I bet.
It's a lot of work.
Oh yeah.
It's such a small rink. So they have to, you know, they have to know what they're doing for sure.
Yeah. And they're jumping around and I get so nervous when they get close to the edge. I'm like, watch out. Whenever like the guy will grab the girl and swing her around.
Oh yeah.
And like their head comes so close to the ice. I'm like, no, don't do that.
You pictured one.
Skate, Mitra?
I have not done ice skating in forever, but I don't think they allowed ice skating on this particular
cruise. Oh, really?
Yep. But I know that we've done that previously when we were on the Oasis ship. We had gone around Christmas time, so they did allow the kids at that point, and the adults for that fact, to ice skate, but not on this particular ship.
Yeah, my husband took my daughter once ice skating on one of the royal ships, and he swore he will absolutely never, ever, ever do that again.
Really?
She was cussing him out and yelling and screaming because she was trying to do it and she couldn't do it. So she's like, he's like, never, ever again.
All right. So on your itinerary, what ports did you stop at and what excursions, if any, did you do?
Yep. So for excursions, I'm trying to think. So for St. Martin, what do we do? I'm trying to remember. I know we went to, we did lot. I know it's been a while. We did lots of beach. I can tell you that. I'm trying to remember the ports, and I can tell you where we went.
St. Martin's port is almost like in a shipyard. It's kind of down the street. So you either have a pretty long walk or you have to take the water taxi into town.
Yep. So we did walk, and then we did take a taxi. Yep. Okay. So I'll start off like this. So our first port was supposed to be Nassau, but they canceled that. I think it was due to the winds at that particular time. So we ended up cruising for the day. And I've done Nassau many of times. So we weren't even going to plan on getting off the ship at that time. We were just going to explore the ship and have some pool time. So we still ended up having some pool time. And then we cruised again and then we went to St. Thomas. St. Thomas, we went to Megan's Bay, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. Beautiful, beautiful beach. We just spent, the day out there, came back and then had lunch on the ship, and did all of that great stuff. But, our tour guide was able to stop at different points on the way. And we were able to get out and take pictures overlooking like Megan's Bay and all the other different, ocean views that they have. So that was really cool and a lot of fun because it's crazy that you go up one way and then come down another way to get to where you're going. So we had fun there. Then we went to St. Martin, and we did a beach there. I don't remember which beach we did. Oh, I think St. Martin, we, actually just walked over to the free beach. And that was, a very interesting experience. I will say that because we did not book an excursion for this particular port. We couldn't make up our mind. And then by the time we were ready to make up our mind, all the excursions were, sold as far as the excursions that Royal Caribbean sold. So we walked over, to the free beach, and hung out there. They did do some, jet skis, the oldest and my spouse. So they, went out, and did that. And the younger one and I just kind of hung out, but they did have a lot of seaweed. So she didn't enjoy it too much. So she was ready to go. So we walked around and looked at, some of the shops and did that. And then we headed on back. And then we went to St. Kitts, and we did go to another beach, but I can't remember the name of it right off the top of my head. And they had, this is the one, I think I sent a picture for you guys, if you want to post it, they had the little miniature monkeys, that the girls were holding. So they had a lot of fun with that. They were able to hold them over at the beach area that we were at. And then also in the port, there were people around, with the monkeys. And of course they would allow you to hold them for tips. So yeah, we did do that. So we had a lot of pictures. I just went, this cruise strictly was for relaxation. I had a tough first quarter, life-wise. So this was a much needed just downtime for us.
And so Holy Monkeys was high on the list.
High on the list. It was so unplanned. Definitely.
Sometimes those are the best things, the little unplanned things that we come across. Yeah. We get a little lost, a little off the beaten path, and you find these amazing experiences sometimes.
Yep.
Did you do any of their private islands?
No, it was not on our itinerary.
Okay.
Cool. I'm kind of surprised because it seems like a lot of cruises now have the private islands because COVID, it's easier for them to do.
Yeah, not at all. So Nassau was the closest that we would have gotten to the private island. And we were hoping that because we couldn't get there, that they would have switched one of our other sea days out for it, but they did not at all. So I have a remedy to that. We're going to do Independence of the Seas August. We're going to do a weekend cruise Friday through Monday. And of course that has the Coco Cay. So we'll definitely do that.
Make up for it. Excellent.
Awesome. on this itinerary, St. Kitts is kind of the outlier, because usually it's St. Martin, St. Thomas, and either Labadee or Perfect Day in Nassau. So, yeah, that's kind of a different one.
Yep. So this was an 8-night cruise. So that was different for me because I've never done anything more than 7. So I was wondering if, you know, going past 7 would, you know, make me be like, I can't do this. I want to get off the ship. But I could easily probably have gone for a few more days and not had any issues. So that we ended up having 1, 2, 4 cruising days, and it didn't bother me at all. Mm.
Did they have the Flow Rider?
Yes. Girls did the Flow Rider. They have a zip line. The little one did the zip line. The older one did not. I will say I did not see the older one a lot. She made lots of friends in the teen room and they hung out. They were messaging within the app. She'd be like, hey, I'm going here. I'm like, all right, I'll see you later. So she had a curfew and she was always back in the room by curfew.
Nice.
That's a great thing about a ship. It's only so many places they can go.
Right. I never ran into her either. It was like I could walk around and I would never run into her. So
they find corners, those teenagers do. Because that was the same. That was the same for me. And we were actually on the Adventure of the Seas, which is a smaller ship.
Yep.
And I'm like, surely we'll run into them. No, I mean every once in a while we did, but it was rare. Yeah, I don't know where they hid.
We always met up for. We always were together for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I will say that. So we ate all our meals together. But other than that, I barely saw her. She'd be like, hey, I'm in the game room. And then I would, of course, start seeing charges. So then I would know that she
would. She was in the game room, yeah.
And then I would go by the game room, and then she'd be gone. I'm like, you just dropped $30, and now you're gone already?
That's like their version of the casino.
Right.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. So on the ship, were there any staffing issues that maybe not related to COVID?
I wouldn't say I noticed any staffing issues if they had any. I will say like not all the bars were open, for instance. I know that the bar over by the Aqua Theater outside the Mexican restaurant was not open. And I know on the Oasis when I was on that one was open for sure. So so I guess if you look at it from that perspective, they may have had some staffing issues to that point. I know that our room attendant first said he was getting off, like he was, you know, taking some time off. And so they were having to bring more people on. So that rotation, of course, you could see that definitely at the different ports. You could see people getting on the ship and you would hear over saying that, you know, they were coming to help out on the ship. So.
All right. Any last minute thoughts on Allure of the Seas?
It's a great ship. I recommend it to anybody looking for a long ship and a different itinerary other than, you know, just the Bahamas or, you know, the usual stops. It definitely has its strengths, and I don't have very many weaknesses to talk about.
Great. Well, that's our show for this week. Thanks for hanging out with us. Please like our Facebook page, rate us, and be sure to tell your friends about us. You can find our previous episodes on the podcast page at outlandertravel.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. We'd love to hear from you. And don't forget to like and subscribe on YouTube. A big thank you to Nitra for joining us again.
Yay!
On behalf of Donna, Sandy, Elizabeth, and myself, George, thanks for joining us this week. Gotta fly.